Hi, I'm Sachin, and I'm a senior software engineer on the Power BI team. Today, I'm going to teach you how you can build a custom visual for Power BI. First, I'm going to cover some fundamental aspects that you need to understand in order to build a visual for Power BI, like the visual lifecycle and data binding. I will follow this up with a demo and build a thermometer visual, and finally teach you how you can allow users to add some custom formatting to your visuals. The visual lifecycle in Power BI is very simple. It mainly revolves around continuously drawing your visual over and over again with new data or size. The tools that allow you to build these custom visuals require that you use TypeScript to write your code. The iVisual interface is what Power BI expects all its visuals to implement. There are more than these four methods, but these should be sufficient to get you started. First is the init method. This is called once when your visual is about to be put on the screen. In its options, you will have an HTML element and your visual is going to be rendered in it. Here is where you would typically do some one-time setup work. Second, update. This is where the meat of your logic will be. This method is called when an options bag, which contains the viewport and the data. The data is served in form of a data view, which is typically converted into your own view model before you render it. Third is destroy. It is called when you're being removed from the screen and you might want to deallocate unused resources or state. And then finally, there is the enumerate method. This I will cover in more detail later. It is what the format pane uses to show you the right values. In addition to implementing iVisual interface, the visual is also required to declare its capabilities. This allows Power BI to better understand your visual is capable of doing and provide functionality or even UI around it. The two most important capabilities are roles and mappings. These tell the system what kind and how many buckets the visual accepts and how they map onto the data view object that will be returned to you. In this example, you will see that there are two roles. One is a grouping type, and the second is a measure. These roles are then mapped into a categorical data set where the grouping type makes up the categories and the values are populated by the measure values for each group. All right, enough talk. Let's dive into the demo. I will not focus too much on the visual rendering aspects of it, but rather the pieces that are essential for the integration into Power BI. Here we are in the Power BI homepage, and you can see that this is one of my dashboards. Now, to create a custom visual, you go to the right onto the gear icon and click on DevTools. DevTools will load up, and you will have a demo environment where you can write your TypeScript code towards the left, and then the right is the preview pane. I've already created my thermometer visual, and I'm just going to walk you through the code. Here are the data roles and data view mappings that I talked about. And you can see that I have two data roles. One is a grouping type, and the other is a measure. And how they map is I place my group into the categories, and I place my measure into the values. And if I go here in my init, you can see that I'm doing some one-time setup work. Here I'm saving off the element and creating an SVG node, and then I have a bunch of rectangles and circles that I'm going to change as I get update calls. In my update method, you can see that I take the data, I convert it into my view model, which has, and then I set the min and max. I take note of the viewport, and then I draw out my thermometer. Once you've run the thermometer, this is instantly available for testing within Power BI. Let's open up a temperature data set. Here, I'm going to select my thermometer visual. I'm going to select the temperature and according to a timestamp. And instantly you can see this visual, and then you can resize it and see that it renders based on all the new information it receives. Formatting in Power BI works in a similar fashion to data roles and mappings. You declare objects in your capabilities that describe what parts you support to be formatted and what kind it is. Finally, you implement enumerate, which allows you to do data validation on user input. As you can see here, the capabilities have an object section that describe what you can change, in this case, the fill, max, and min. They also describe what type they are. This helps Power BI pick the best UI for it. These are then dropped onto the data view and sent with the update call. Here you see the formatting pane calls enumerate after a user changes a value. This allows you to control what the user can type in a dynamic fashion. Let's take a look at this in action. All right, so let's go back to this visual that I created. And here, the additional thing that we added are objects. And objects are what allow you to conduct formatting. So here you can see that I'm declaring that I support formatting of fill, which is of type color. I have min and max, which are numeric types. And I also have to implement the enumerate method. And in enumerate, what you can see is it looks out for this main property tag general, and then I return it all the properties. And in this case, I am passing everything through, but you might want to do some data validation. Say, if someone enters max to be a billion, you might want to ignore that or return some sort of default value. So this is sort of properties pane giving you the last chance to validate user data before it accepts that value. Let's go back to Power BI, and now you can see that under formatting pane, I have the general option. I have my three values, fill, max, and min. And you can see Power BI automatically built the right picker for you. Here, now I can change the color. I can also change the value. Say, instead of Fahrenheit, I was using maybe a Celsius scale, and I wanted to sort of use different min and max. And that just works. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed the demos. Here are some links to the Power BI visual repository, as well as to the gist that contains the thermometer code. Please reach out to us by filing an issue on GitHub if you have any questions about creating custom visuals. See you.